Randy Sabine is joining us from his home in Hayward, Wisconsin. Nice to be on the line with you, Randy.
Good morning.
Many of our listeners may already be familiar with your music, but for those who aren't, how would you describe your style?
Well, violin is the instrument that I'll be playing mostly. Most people would expect to hear, you know, classical music come out of a violin, or maybe, you know, fiddle, old-timey fiddle. But I'm really a blues musician and a jazz musician, so you're going to be hearing mostly, you know, old-timey blues, swing, jazz-type material kind of mixed in with some classical technique.
So you started playing violin at a pretty young age, and you did start by taking classical lessons. So how did your style evolve from there?
Well, I got interested in being a musician because I was, you know, growing up in the 60s listening to the Beatles and rock and roll and everything, and I actually wanted to be a rock and roll drummer. I was taking drum lessons, and my drum teacher was also the orchestra director at the high school, and he was trying to build up the string program. So at the end of that particular summer, I had a violin in my hands instead of a pair of drumsticks. It didn't thrill me to play in the orchestra, but it was a very powerful, formative learning experience. So here I was studying classical violin, but listening to rock and roll and wanting to be in a band. So that's how my violin music became informed by blues and, you know, contemporary music.
I can imagine it may have changed over the years, but what do you find compelling about playing the violin?
It's an instrument that can be expressive in just about any culture and any style. It's, you know, the fiddle is so portable and so enjoyable. You know, you just imagine sitting around the campfire at night and having somebody play the trumpet compared to having somebody play the violin, you know, sit around and play fiddle music. I don't know, there's something, you know, there's a cliche that the violin is like the voice, but it's very true. It does sing, and it doesn't have any frets, so you can slide around. It can be very expressive.
Did you always plan or hope that music would be a career for you?
Yeah, I really felt compelled at a very early age that I wanted to be a musician. I knew I wanted to do something that was, you know, creative and artistic. I think a lot of it probably had to do with the social imagery of a band like the Beatles. You know, it's just, oh, it'd be so cool. I want to be that, a band like that.
And it worked.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not quite like the Beatles, but...
And after playing music very actively for many years now, do you still find that it's as inspiring, or does it move you in the same way that it did when you were in your 20s, starting out?
Well, it has its ups and downs along the way. You can kind of get sick of it, like anything. I've been doing this for 35 years, and now you have to keep going because you don't know how to do anything else. And so there's this other, you got to make it through the next 20, 30 years now. I get recharged, and, you know, I'll be in a slump, but then I'll, you know, I'll have an idea for a couple of new tunes, or I'll come up with a formula for a new band. And, you know, it's kind of a combination of being really fun and joyful and sort of nerve-wracking.
I'm curious what brought you to live in northern Wisconsin originally.
I grew up in Rockford, Illinois. My great-grandparents on my father's side had settled in Spooner and Shell Lake, Wisconsin. We used to take our family vacations up on this lake property, just kind of a little shack. I just loved being on the lake. I loved being in the boat. I loved fishing. I loved hanging out in that environment. When I had the opportunity to kind of decide where I wanted to live, I could live anywhere if you're a traveling musician. It was obvious that, you know, well, I should live in New York because I'm supposed to be a jazz musician, and that's where jazz musicians are supposed to live. And I just really wanted to live like Thoreau in a log cabin in the woods, simply. And I ended up doing that.
Well, Randy Sabine, we're so glad that you are in the Northwoods and will be coming to join us to play at our auction in November.
I'm bringing another fabulous string player. His name is Ed Willett. He's a cellist. But Ed is one of the few, you know, really great improvising contemporary cellists. So he does on the cello to what I do on the violin. He's currently touring with Ricky Lee Jones. He just happened to have a weekend off from that.
Randy, thanks so much for speaking with me today. See you in November.
Absolutely.